He's an economics professor at Wellesley College, where he joined us. Adora?
Now to a different kind of economic indicator. Today, the New York Times reports shoplifters are getting away with $35 million worth of goods every day. And the numbers are skyrocketing. And for more, we turn to reporter Ian Urbina, who joins us now from Washington, D.C. Welcome back, Ian.
Thanks so much.
So you came across this story. Very quickly, describe the story that led you to this new story, which is reverse shoplifters. Can you explain that?
Sure. So a year ago, we did a story on reverse shoplifting. It's also called shop dropping. And it's this strange sort of subculture of mostly artists who create, action figures and their own T-shirts, usually with a political message on them. So a action figure with a shirt that says Save Darfur or the like, and they make these items very convincingly, so they look like normal store-bought items, and they then sneak into stores and put them on the shelves with hopes that people will buy them and take home the message. So we ran a story last holiday season about that phenomena, and in talking with those people this year, just checking in with them, they mentioned that shop dropping overall seemed to be really increasing. And that's what caused me to start digging into regular shop drop.
Because then you discovered that there's also a lot more goods going out the door. Is it triggered by the economic downturn, or are criminal rings seeing an opportunity to sell things more cheaply, or basically are they the same?
I think it's both, yeah. I think that there are two ends of the spectrum. I think that the rings are seeing more of an opportunity because there's more of a market. People are trying to find things cheaper. The internet has opened up a huge area for these rings, so they don't have to hawk them at pawn shops and garage sales. But on the other end of the spectrum, you have a lot more, at least the security experts I was talking to, a lot more average folk who are making bad decisions over very small items that they come up, short in trying to buy, and so they just decide to pocket them instead.
It's interesting because you report that police departments across the country say shoplifting arrests are up between 10% and 20% compared to last year. What are the stores doing?
Well, a range of things. There's this whole sub-industry, and it's one of the industries that's benefited from this trend, that is largely pushing technological methods ranging from, we talk about a company, Leads Online, that helps stores and malls comb eBay and Craigslist and these sorts of sites to make sure that their goods aren't ending up there. So the company is doing that, but there are also companies that are selling, smaller and more savvy in some ways, protective devices, to attach to items of clothing that can as easily be taken off or be foiled by crafty shoplifters. But what stores aren't doing, the other interesting part of the story is that stores are also feeling the crunch. And so on the one hand, they don't want to scare away customers, so they're becoming a little bit more reluctant to target the shoplifters for fear that they could target the wrong person and cause a scene and run out good business. So that's one thing that stores are doing that's heading the opposite way and maybe increasing their vulnerability. But they're also tending to have to cut staff, which is further increasing their vulnerability.
As are the police, as you report. They're freezing hiring, and with fewer police officers, shoplifting becomes less of a priority.
Exactly, and police are also being told to prioritize. So if they get two different types of calls, shoplifting calls should be lowest on the totem pole. So even with the existing but shrinked forces, the shoplifting calls are getting less attention.
It's fascinating how you talk about the internet has essentially encouraged an explosion in the kinds of scams that these rings can set up.
Yeah, I'm always somewhat amazed at the craftiness of the dark side, and that's another name for the internet. And you know, it's just
is that your beat, Ian? The dark side, the dark side reporter for the.
I wish it were. We'd be breaking news every day.
And that's actually a segment for another day, but certainly a component of this story. Today, we just want to ask you quickly, Ian. It's the holidays. You got a song you love or you hate?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
You love that or you hate that?
Yeah, I despise it.
Ian Urbina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ian Urbina is a New York Times correspondent. We'll go out
and you're gonna
on Hark.
You're going to put that in his brain. Poor Ian. Take that, Ian, and the dark side.